So whenever you're ready, I can read the address of the United Nations in New York City. So why don't you get started, Alexandra?
What I would like is an aerial picture. The main key is we will, on the etheric, end up building it exactly how it's divinely guided to do. Remember, I mean, when you get into super specific, you know, oh, it's got to be this many miles, it's got to be this tall, it's got to have this pitch of a tower, you know, it's being done. Remember, we're vessels. Spirit's just working through us. So it's all taken care of. The main thing is, it's so much better if we all visualize the same institution, location, piece of land, what have you, because it just allows it to be more consistent.
So the United Nations, important location, 760 United Nations Plaza, New York City, New York, U.S. The United Nations, UN, is an intergovernmental organization established to promote international cooperation. The UN is considered by some a vehicle of the world's soft power faction, being used by controlling entities such as the Bilderberg Group to advance their agendas of global austerity and a means to install a world government to which all nations will be subservient. So the address again is portal location 760 United Nations Plaza, New York City, New York, USA.
Can I add something?
Sure.
I wanted to add. Yes, it says it's 18 acres complex on the East River where 180 member nations participate in international diplomacy.
Interesting.
That's what I wanted to add. 18 acres.
Thank you.
So today is February 4th, 2015, and this is a training audio to assist everyone out there that wants to do their piece in eliminating the dark and also the energetic constructs that the dark have created on this planet. This is one of the best and strongest ways that we can start leveling the playing field on this planet. I have received very strong messages to have spread far and wide. And if you want to contribute to increasing the light on this planet and really making a difference between the quotient of darkness and lightness, this is one of the best, most key ways to do so. So with that said, we're going to go ahead, and the first thing you always want to do is you want to have three people. Now, some people have written in and said, well, do you have to have three physical people? And we have been told, yes, that is a very good idea because we are physically anchoring these energies and this construct. So the allied forces, prime creator, God, you know, whatever you want to call your supreme being, they are wanting us to be the physical component of this so-called instruction. So you want three people, and what you're going to be doing is in your mind's eye, you're going to close your eyes, and you're going to start calling in all the assistants for this process. Now, I highly recommend what they call coning, and that is that you start by calling in the prime creator. And then you might call in God, maybe God the Mother, God the Father, the Divine Creator. And then you might want to trickle down and call in the angelic realm. And then after that, the allied forces, galactic brothers and sisters, and so on and so forth. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And as we continue on, we'll go ahead and assist in the instructions. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and take a couple of really deep breaths so we can be centered. And as you're breathing, always make sure that you yourself are clearing out any of the monkey mind, the negative thoughts and feelings. Maybe somebody just really irritated you when they cut you off on the freeway, whatever. You want to try to eliminate as much of that in your field as possible. We always recommend that you use something like sage or Palo Santo wood to burn, and sage and yourself, okay, your own field, just to kind of clear it quickly before you do something like this. We call on the prime creator, Mother God, Father God, the creator of the all is, the I am presence, that you would come forth and align our vibrations and our energy fields now. Allow us to be in oneness with the Christ consciousness, and allow me to be your conduit of your love and light. Allow me to be heaven on earth. And at this time, we call on the angelic realm of the purest, whitest light, 100% light. And we call all of you to come in and surround us in this space and allow us to be protected and honored in this work. We also call in our galactic brothers and sisters. We call in the high houses of 100% of the purest light, that they would come forth and surround us in a ring of light. We call on the high councils of Andromeda, the high councils of Sirius, the high councils of Pleiades, the high councils of Arcturus, the high councils of Lyra, the high councils of Centauri, Alpha Centauri, Beta Centauri, etc. We call on all the other forces of light that are working with us to assist planet Earth in being free from the oppression of the dark forces and the darkness. We call on all of you today to just exude your rays of light and give us the wisdom to work properly and efficiently with what we are here to do. We also call on the ascended masters of the purest, whitest light, 100% of light, that they would come forth and surround us in their glory, and also stand by us and advise us in case we've forgotten what we already know. We call on Saint Germain in particular, if you would step forward and connect with my energies now, please. And I also call on Sanat Kamara, Kutumi, Serapis Bay, Hilarion, Lady Nada, Lady Portia, just to name a few, that you would also surround us in a ring of light and send your rays of love and light to this instruction as well as to us. We also call on the elemental kingdom and the animal kingdom, the overlighting diva of healing, that all of you would come forth and take part in this process now. We also call on the high councils of Agartha, of 100% of the purest light, that you would also surround us in a grid of light and support this venture that we are doing today to build the pyramid towers. Wow, quite a few came in. So at this time, we want to thank all the beings of light that have stepped forth to support this, that you would assist us in clearing the United Nations. The United Nations is located in New York City, and we would like to begin building a pyramidal tower construct. And so at this time, I call forth Stephen and Veronica to be the other two corners of that pyramid. And I ask both of you, do you have a clear visual of what the actual building and surrounding location looks like in your mind's eye?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. So at this time, we call all of the grid builders and the allied forces and the Guardian Alliance that are overseeing us, that you would all come forth and assist us in building the perfect pyramid tower. And as we build it above and below so that they mirror one another and they are of the perfect size and the perfect shape to not only clamp down on all the oppressive energies and to remove all of the ongoing and continual dark energies that are collected, but that they are able to bring in finally and transmit and receive the beautiful cosmic energies that are entering this planet now. So at this time, I call on Veronica and Steve to begin building the pyramid now. I also remind you to make sure that the pyramid is built below as well, as above, so below, below the earth. As it's being built, I am traveling around each of the sides of the three-sided pyramid to see what kind of progress we are having. And in the meantime, you want to envision a vortex of counterclockwise motion, picking up and extracting all of the darkness, all the dark entities, all the dark thoughts, emotions, illusions, delusions, attentions, intentions that are have stored, layered, or, I don't know, built up in this area over an immensely long period of time. And right now, Steve is using a pendulum to do that, but you don't have to use a pendulum to do this extraction. Now, depending on how dark of an institution it is, how much blood they have on their hands, which is what Spirit has told me, which obviously the United Nations could definitely be affected in that. That would determine how long it takes for the extraction process to go to take place. Now at this time, what I'm doing is in my mind's eye, I'm traveling to each of the sides of the pyramid to see if they have become solidly built. You will actually see them as little, very fine golden fibers of light. And they're so close together that they almost look solid. And they're still working on it, by the way. So I'm kind of traveling around to each of the sides, Veronica's side, Steve's side, and the building is still going on. And then I'm basically dropping down below the earth to see the progress of the building of the pyramid. Now, this does not necessarily have to take that long, but it just depends. I don't try to push it, I just let it happen. There is a reason for everything. Remember that you are conduits, that you are holding the space and you are the vessel for the light to work through you. So you don't need to use your mind so much as to hold the intention of what you're here to do. Okay, I'm asking Veronica and Steve, I'm getting heads up that the bottom of the pyramid below the earth is complete. Do you agree?
Yes.
I'm getting my side of the pyramid has now been complete. And what you'll notice is you might beings, these grid builder beings come in and they're actually assisting us in building this tower. And it's very interesting because as you get to the end where the dark energies are extracted from the pyramid, you know that the pyramid will actually begin to start turning gold. It's really light up. Once you have pulled out of that area, it will turn into this beautiful golden earth and tower. And it just exudes this gold wave of light and love. It's incredible. But right now, it's still in the process of, I mean, there's a lot of negativity that we're extracting from this location. I would ask Steve, I'm still about, you know, two-thirds still left.
Taking longer.
Yeah, this one's definitely going to take a while. So this one, you just want to hold the space. You don't need to feel like, oh, what do I have to do? At this time, basically, Spirit's just extracting all. Remember, this is not just about maybe visually seeing dark goo, okay, leaving the tip. You know, you'll basically see it being drawn out of the tip of the top of the pyramid. That's basically where you'll see it leaving. And then it is back to God or Prime Creator to be used for a more positive, productive energy. That's basically what's going on right now. And so you see a line of blackness turning into white as it travels up. And that may go on for quite some time, depending on where you build this. For example, if you're building this over your house, this will be finished in a matter of minutes. But because we're doing something so major as the United Nations, which involves the entire planet, there is not one country that is not affected by this institution. So it possibly will take quite a bit of time to extract the darkness and convert it. Basically, it's being transmuted as it's being pulled out. So you'll see a vortex. It will actually be of the the geeky stuff, the icky stuff. And you'll see it going counterclockwise, and it will be drawn out. Now, as it begins to fade, meaning as the darkness eventually gets to a place where it's finally done, you know, it's just a very high light versus dark ratio, then you'll notice the pyramid itself will start lighting up. And what I see a lot of times is the pyramid will light up at the base towards where the earth is, and it will just keep turning gold gradually until the last bit of darkness is extracted. Okay, Steve, what percentage are you getting that's been removed so far? Approximately. And you don't have to do this, guys, but this is just for training purposes mainly.
I'm getting about 70%.
Okay. Basically, you're going to probably visualize that about 70% of the pyramid is beginning to turn a golden hue, and it won't be fully lit up yet until the last part is extracted, but you'll start noticing that it's getting lighter and lighter, and it's moving up to the tip. Looks like the last part's moving faster, huh, Steve? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, now I'm beginning to see that the tower is starting to really light up in this beautiful golden hue. I don't know if everybody on the call can see that. But you'll notice that it's really starting to just, it's so pretty. And once Steve gives us the thumbs up that the darkness has been extracted, at least to a sufficient amount, then the pyramid will turn like a bright gold. It's almost like a light bulb that's been turned on at the light switch. And you'll see that below the ground and above the ground. So you want to make sure you visualize that. I guess this institution has a lot of blood on their hands too, huh?
We're at about 95%.
Now, towards the end, you might see, I mean, it's almost as if the movement of the dark energies really picks up its pace. It's almost like it just blows open through the top of the pyramid.
I have a quick question, Alexander. How tall is the pyramid?
How tall is it?
Yes.
Well, it's going to be at least, 72? Right, Steve?
Well, there's 72 degrees, so it depends how big the base is. If the base is miles wide, this thing could be, let's say it's 5 miles, let's just take 5 miles for each side on the base. That means it's probably going to be about 10 miles high.
Thank you for clarifying that.
It's almost double, not quite, but it might be like 9 miles high or something like that if the base is 5 miles across.
Yeah, these are really gigantic in the larger institutions. And you can imagine the benefit that this brings to the planet. And it's just incredible. And it's so easy to do. Everybody can do this. We highly recommend. I mean, if you don't feel like doing this over a corporation, I mean, you know, do it over your home, because every little bit helps.
And then once these are all completed, they're going to be connected to each other.
Yeah, that's
they're like nodes. So it doesn't really matter how many there are. They're all going to be connected, and they will form a new grid, energetic, positive grid.
Yeah, what I'm getting is it's almost like a communication grid. It's going to help with our communications here on the planet.
Well, I believe once all these are completed and we get enough people involved, that the veil will be lifted.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a piece of it, that's for sure. Okay, it's looking like it's pretty much almost done, right?
Okay, let's see. Is it done? It's completed. There's still a few nasties in there, but what we're going to do is put the intention out that this continues. The pyramid's going to continue to work. It's going to still extract any little stuff that's coming through there. And just remember, nasties can walk in, you know, to the United Nations, and you want to make sure that anything that walks through there is just going to go out through the top of the pyramid, anything nasty that's coming into that.
So it's a constant stream of energy. Always put that as part of your intention, that even after you have extracted most of the darkness, that there will be an ongoing removal of dissonance and darkness at all times to infinity. Okay, so now what we're going to do, and Steve's assisting us as well, is we're going to go ahead and now we're going to intend that the light fill up this location. Okay, because always remember that when you pull something out, this is like a rule of thumb in any kind of healing, when you pull something out, you leave a void, and that void can be used for anything, right? So you want to make sure that we fill it back up with the divine light. So what we're doing is we're asking the company of heaven to assist us. Wow, and they are just inundating us right now with light. And the light is being, basically you can kind of see it just drenching the sides of the pyramid. It's also being literally blown into the inside of the pyramid. And it's going to fill up that whole space of the bottom, underneath the ground, and the top. And you're just going to see that whole area filling up, filling up, filling up with light. And if you're using a pendulum, you want to go clockwise to do this. So you're going to draw in this energy.
And you don't have to use a pendulum. You can just visualize, you know, you can use your finger even and go clockwise. Just visualize the energy coming in, and that's all you need to do.
Okay, now I just saw it. I'm not sure if the two of you saw it, but I just saw the whole pyramid just go bam.
Really bright.
Really bright gold.
Golden,
okay?
Golden light.
So that's a good indication that it's sound, it's anchored. Veronica and Steve and I, you know, did what we needed to do. We extracted the darkness. We got the light filled in, and it's functioning that way. So basically the cool thing is we've been told this can't be destroyed, okay? This is there for the long haul. And, of course, you always put that in your intention anyway, right? And then what you want to do at the very end is make sure, Veronica and Steve, did you guys want to say anything? Did you want to provide any feedback?
I would just have to say what I always do is I tell the, with my intention, that the pyramid continue to work even after we're like out of this whole thing. You know, so we don't have to keep an eye on it, anything else. It's just my intention to have it continue to work forever.
Correct. And the other thing is, if you feel better, you can call in a guardian, you can call in an angel, you can call in a gatekeeper, whoever you want to call in, to stand at each of those three corners if you feel better, and, you know, just to stand guard. You can also do that.
I like to put a guardian at each corner.
Yeah, I do too.
And they come down, when you call them in, they're like huge. And they just like, it's almost like an earthquake when they hit the ground. And they just like, boom, they're there on each corner. And they'll stand guard forever. Guardians are like, you know, they're like the ancient ones. They can sit there for thousands of years and not even budge. So you just have to put your intention into it, call them in, put them at the corners, tell them to protect and make sure the pyramid is always working, and it's done.
I have a question for everybody. What are the guardians? Who are the guardians? Just to explain who they are.
Well, I'm going to let both of us answer that. I mean, that's a very loaded question, but one of the people that's really become very famous for bringing forth who the guardians are is Anna Hayes, otherwise known as Ashiana Dean. And she wrote two books called the Voyagers 1 and 2 series. I highly recommend, if you've never picked this series up, it is a bit outdated, but it also, it provides an incredible amount of resources, I should say research, and it provides you a lot of information about the grids that had already been put up around the planet by the light forces as well as the dark forces. She writes an entire huge book on this has been a rescue mission, and for many that think that, you know, this is just a, I don't know, it's just some little game that we've all created. That is not the case. The majority of those that are the ground crew, that are the starseeds, if you talk to most of them, they don't really like being here. And that's because there's a reason for that. They came here specifically because of the encodements that they carry, the vibration that they carry, and the wisdom and knowledge that they carry to be able to wake up earlier than the majority of the planet. And they hold specific keys. Now, the guardians, many suggest, definitely have always carried, you know, the sacred bloodline, okay? Now, there are supposedly over, I think Anna said, what, over 2,000, Steve, different species of citizens around the galaxies that are guardians. And these are very evolved souls. They're very ancient. They've had quite a few lifetimes in a lot of different galaxies and solar systems. And they're very, very passionate and committed to assisting planets and humanity in this particular case. But they do this with various planets all over the place, by the way. And they're very committed to assisting those citizens of that planet from oppression and trying to free them, trying to give them freedom and justice. That's their main keys to assist in that way. And they want to educate us on all the sacred information that's been taken away from us. So, Steve, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, I don't know if we've tested any of you. If you've had your implants out, we would have tested you already. But Alexandra and myself are both guardians. And we came here in this lifetime to experience the human experience. But normally we are, with the guardian, we are like 100 feet tall. Very tall. We find it really hard to live in small, confined spaces.
Big time.
And I don't know if any of you experienced that. It's almost like if I go into a store, if there's a lot of crowds or if I'm in like a small space, I'm not comfortable. If I'm in a really open, big space, I'm like totally comfortable. That's why I like to be outside, you know, and be in the open spaces. It's really weird because we didn't know we were guardians until just a few years ago. But
back a few years ago, back in 2002. But the other thing you might notice is, you know, you might really feel like you have to have tall ceilings in your home. And that's because you're so big, you know. But anyway, a lot of people have a misconception about guardians. They think that they're just strictly here as, you know, kind of like warriors. And that is not, that's not necessarily the case. Guardians come in all different shapes and sizes. They come from all different galactic civilizations. And their main thing is they're really married to universal law and free will. That's their big thing, is making sure that all planets have the ability to ascend naturally, which we have never been able to do on this planet, by the way. And so there is a construct that gets involved when things like this happen, that when it's affecting this many souls, and supposedly the story goes that a call was put out by either Divine Creator or Supreme Creator, whichever. And basically the call was put out to all the different galactic societies to please come forth from their point of compassion, because most people did not want to come into the realm and destruction and dissonance and the darkness of planet Earth. I mean, this was, most people look at this planet and say, what are you, nuts? I'm not going to give up my connection. I'm not going to walk away from my spiritual bliss, you know. You know, they basically look at this as like, you know, going in and dying. So it was a huge call, and those of us that are here are the ones that responded. And, I mean, it's a huge honor to be here, even though we have paid a very dear price. I mean, I was just told by a friend that reads DNA. He said that I had come to planet Earth 67 times. 67 times. And it was basically, you know, I've been on so many lifetimes where I was trying to free the oppression, free people from being oppressed, tortured, killed, raped, murdered, whatever. So if you have that kind of tendency in your personality, there's a pretty good likelihood that you are a guardian. And they're very spiritually evolved beings. So I'm glad you asked that, Veronica, because a lot of people have a misconception about it.
The other thing about the guardians, getting back to the pyramid, when you place the guardians at the corners, just remember that just their presence alone is going to keep the darkness out. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do anything. They just stand there. You know, it's not like they have this big sword and they're like swatting anything off. Nobody messes with them. They don't even want to go near them. So they just stand there, and it's just picture them as like these, that's what they are. They're guardians. They're guarding that sacred space that you just created. And nothing's going to get through them if you place them on the corners.
You know, that's a good point, too, is for anybody who's listening to this, if you have noticed yourself to go into a building, a meeting, a party, or a gathering, and you can't understand why people just kind of get irritated by your presence. You know, just you didn't say anything. You're just sitting there minding your own business, and people would lash out at you, or they would attack you, or you know, they would do something not very nice. That is a very good indication that your force field is so strong and powerful, and you tend to catalyze the changes and the stuff of other people when they're around you. This is another basic, you know, I would say, not qualification, but that would be another good indication that you're a guardian. Veronica, did you have any other questions?
Thank you. Thank you for the explanation.
No, I
would like to add that all the pyramids on this planet that we've built and others have built, that they all start vibrating with each other and creating these golden waves around the planet and connecting and communicating with each other.
Good point. I like that. And I am seeing that the golden pyramid that's standing above, you know, on top of the United Nations building, I'm almost seeing like kind of a golden hue in the air around the actual building itself. Steve, I don't know if you can see that, but it's so remember that even though this is something that's really basic, this is definitely putting out a wave of vibration across the planet. You know, we're going to start seeing the unfolding of this, just like we did over the Vatican City one. And, you know, that's how simple this is. So if you have any questions on how to do this, please don't hesitate to drop me an email. You can always go up to galacticconnection.com and get more information. I have an ongoing blog about the towers. Anybody who wants to write in their success story, please do that as well. It's really important that we get this movement going. And it's easy to do.
The other thing is, if you've done these before and you haven't put the guardians at the corners, you can always go back and call them in. You know, if you have any concerns about anything that you've done in the past, you've already built it. You know you've built it. Okay, but if you didn't have the guardians there, you can always call them in and put them at the corners. And it doesn't take three people to do that. Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and close this down. So it's always very important that when you call the beings of light in, You want to thank them and honor them for coming forth to assist you with the work that you do. So we thank the Company of Heaven for assisting us in doing thy work. We ask that you continue to protect and just rain your love and light upon this planet. And we ask that this pyramid in particular would transmit a golden hue of conscience around every single person that walks in and out of this building, that every single person that visits, works, or makes decisions that affect the entire world, and every person, and what they eat, and what they sleep on, and what they breathe, that this golden hue would enlighten them, awaken them, and assist them in growing in their consciousness and increasing their conscience, that we are all in this together. And we thank all of you. We love you with all our hearts. And we call this session closed today. I thank all of the Agarsons, all of the High Councils, the Elementals, the Ascended Masters, the Angelic Realm, Divine Creator, Supreme Creator, and the universe as a whole. And we close this session, and so it is.
So it is.
So be it, so it is. So be it, so it is. I would just like to offer to people who want to practice with me building pyramids, please contact me, text me, and I will do the same when we're building pyramids, because sometimes somebody is not available, a third person is missing, and we will need pyramid builders to help us. And that's a great practice for everybody as well.
Well, that goes with us too. If we're available, if somebody schedules with us, if they only have two people or just one person, we can help you build pyramids, you know. If anybody's out there that doesn't have anybody else to build it with.
And Veronica, I'm going to go ahead and make a button on my website for this. So why don't you go ahead and if you're ready, can you give everybody your contact information?
Yes. We don't have it. I believe everybody has it, but I'm going to give it to them again. It's 310-809-5857. 310-809-5857, the phone number. And the email is veroniquephoto@gmail.com. It's V like a Victor, E like Eddie, R like Richard, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, I like Island, Q like Queen, U like United, E like Eddie, P like Paul, H like Harry, O like Oscar, T like Tom, and O like Oscar. @gmail.com.
Perfect.
Sorry for the long email.
Well, and we'll also put it on the website. So get prepared, because you're going to get bombarded, baby.
Yay! I don't mind. I like to build more pyramids. And I just like to share that we build pyramids on each one who is a pyramid builder. We usually start out the session with building a pyramid over our home or work or businesses. And I have to say it has enhanced my life, and I can say more about how this work has actually energized me and pulled me into a path of purpose and awareness since I've been building pyramids. Thank you, Alexandra.
Fantastic, Veronica. That's great. We really honor you for, you know, taking the action, taking the steps, and really motivating people to step up and do this, because this is something every single person can do out there. Can you imagine if all the people that are listening to this recording, you know, even if only 20% of them did this, it'd be
mm-hmm.
like a whole game changer for the planet. So please, please, please.
We are the game changers.
We are
the game changers, Alexandra. Everybody else on the call is the game changer.
Yeah.
We are changing and bringing in the golden age. And if we choose to take action, we are the game changers. We truly are bringing in the golden age. I believe that.
Good point.
Well, just remember that you can't do anything wrong here. If you can visualize it, and you have the intention, that's all you need. You know, you don't have to do exactly like we do. Sometimes you know, it's just whatever we're called to do. Sometimes we do it differently every time we do it. When we first started this, we were using four-sided pyramids, and then we were told that we needed a three-sided, and it had to be a steeper angle. But, you know, does that mean the first pyramids we built weren't any good? No, it doesn't, because it was all in the intention.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody, for showing up.
Thank you.
You too. Lots of love, everybody.
All right.
Bye.